Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin. Joining me is Negar Mortazavi, an Iranian-American journalist and commentator, and a consultant editor for The Independent, the British Daily. Negar, why do you think Washington took the step to personally sanction Mohammad Javad Zarif, the foreign minister of Iran? Why now and for what? What does it say?
Well, we are a little bit confused about this decision here in Washington ourselves, and I'm not even sure if everyone in the White House is very clear about the decision. They have been talking about doing it, and eventually it happened, but I think it mostly has to do with trying to limit Mr. Zarif's movements and travels in Europe, in other countries that are considered American allies, and also potentially his travels here in the U.S. because the United Nations is situated in New York, and under international law, U.S. or international commitments, U.S. is obliged to grant visas to diplomats of all countries, even those that the U.S. doesn't have diplomatic relations with. So Mr. Zarif has been using a lot of opportunities of basically events and conferences at the U.N. to come to New York, give speeches at American institutions, talk to American media. He's had very high-profile interviews, and he's also had closed-door meetings with prominent American members of Congress and decision-makers and track two diplomacy. So I think it's all of that, his activity has caused a sensitivity, specifically in the U.S. State Department, because we've seen the Secretary of State, Mr. Pompeo, being very vocal about Mr. Zarif's activities, and I think that's probably where this decision stems from. But I think it's a very undiplomatic decision, basically, because if President Trump really wants to negotiate with the Iranians, Mr. Zarif is going to be the channel to start those negotiations, and he just basically closed that door.
Do you think any of this is connected to the fact that Zarif was so instrumental in getting the JCPOA signed? Is there resentment, extra resentment from that fact?
I think it could be part of that. Honestly, I don't think much of this decision is from President Trump. I think this decision is more from Secretary Pompeo and President Trump's other hawkish advisor, John Bolton. And it's more to do with Mr. Zarif's public visibility, because Mr. Zarif is not just the top diplomat. He's also sort of the spokesperson for the Islamic Republic across the world. He's a very rare and exceptional Iranian diplomat who speaks fluent English. He's very well-versed in American politics because he actually studied here in the U.S., and he's really good in doing interviews with the media. And I think the visibility and basically that public diplomacy that he's been staging over the years is something that has caused the sensitivity at the State Department. But of course, his being instrumental in the deal has to play a role. But again, this brings us to the mixed message or the confusion at the White House, because if President Trump wants to cut a new deal, then he has to understand that this person would be the channel to do that because of his role in the nuclear negotiations and the deal. So to sanction him or try to limit his travel or his contacts would just be detrimental to President Trump's own stated goals.
You are listening to Negar Mortazavi, an Iranian-American journalist and commentator and a consultant editor for The Independent, the British Daily. How might Iran respond to this?
Well, the Iranians have responded. Iranian President Mr. Rouhani, who is Mr. Zarif's boss and basically his main supporter, he's the one who brought him to the foreign ministry. He called this a childish decision, and he contributed this to American fear of Iran's public, or Mr. Zarif's basically one-man public diplomacy. We even saw the Revolutionary Guards today. The Revolutionary Guards came out with a very strong statement. Although we've seen a lot of disagreements and even tension between Mr. Zarif and the moderates and the Revolutionary Guards, who are considered the hardliners in Iran, but today they came out in support of Mr. Zarif and very strongly condemned the White House's decision to sanction him. Basically, what this does is this pushes the Iranian moderates, people like Mr. Zarif and Rouhani, more into the camp of hardliners like Revolutionary Guards, and will create a more unison, hardline rhetoric coming out of Tehran.
Negar Mortazavi, thank you for joining me at the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin.